You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I am surprised that I did not find this particular article sooner. However, better late than never. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of May. Let me go ahead and lay the groundwork before I jump into this. The amount of gaslighting, projection, and utter false statistics in this article. Yeah, gentlemen, yeah, you'll understand why more men are going to completely take marriage off the table. Remember, gentlemen, you are the gatekeepers to marriage. However, I've said this before, and I will say this again. Any man who gets married in this day and age, with all of the information about divorce readily available to them, they deserve what happens to them in the future. My own son included. You deserve what happens to you. When that woman decides to pull the ripcord, when she finally decides to say, you know what? I'm not happy. Yeah, guess what? You deserve what's coming. Because all of the information on divorce and how corrupt the divorce and family court system truly is readily available. Now, let me get into this article that was published on the 2nd of May. The next front in the GOP's war on women. No fault divorce. First off, ladies, you need to understand this. If men truly wanted a war on you, it would be over in a matter of hours. You have no standing army besides the white knights and cucks. And only thing that the men who really want to change can do, put laws in place that actually punishes cuckery and white knightery and simpery. And yeah, those men would fall in line real quick. Steven Crowder, we all know his situation, is getting a divorce. Quote unquote, no, this was not my choice, Crowder told his online audience last week. My then wife decided she didn't want to be married anymore. And in the state of Texas, that is completely permitted. Yep, she pulled the I'm not happy. Guess what? She got issued the gun of the state. Or should I say, she broke the gun of the state out of the I'm not happy glass case that it was in. Crowder's emphasis on the state of Texas makes it sound like the Lone Star State is an outlier. But all 50 states and the District of Columbia have no-fault divorce laws on the books. Laws that allow either party, no, let's go ahead and amend that. Laws that allow women to walk away from an unhappy marriage without having to prove abuse, infidelity, or any other misconduct in court. Now, if we have a fair and balanced divorce system, then you'd see men filing for divorce as well. However, we all know the number of women who file for divorce, or should I say the percent of women who file for divorce. They want to try to keep it at 50, even though we know it's way higher than that. But as long as it's 50-50, they're going to continue to sucker more normie men into believing, oh, you know what? I have a 50-50% chance. So yeah, I'm going to take that bet. Yeah, that is a sucker's bet at best. It was a long, hard-fought journey to get there. It took more than four decades to end fault-based divorce in America. California was the first state to eliminate it in 1969. New York didn't come around until 2010, and there are caveats. Mississippi and South Dakota still only allow no-fault divorce if both parties agree to dissolve the marriage, for example. Why is that not the standard? Oh, I know why, and I'm going to explain later. Now, this is where it gets utterly and totally off the rails with the quote-unquote research. Researchers who tracked the emergence of no-fault divorce law state by state over that period found that it led to a reform and dramatic drops in the rates of female self-deletion and domestic violation. You see, they love to jump behind those two things to try to make normie men feel like, oh my God, if I get married, I don't want to be that guy. Now, like Bill Burr said in one of his most famous jokes, there are some animal guys out there who come in from a long day at the plant, tuna casserole, and just start swinging. Even he and I would admit, yes, guys like that exist, and yes, they should be put away. However, those guys are the extreme outliers, not like the quote-unquote researcher wants to make every guy into that guy. We all know that that is utter and total bullshit. The decreases, one researcher explained, were quote-unquote not just because abused women could more easily divorce their abusers, but it also led potential abusers knew that they were more likely to be left. Once again, guys like that are the extreme outliers. However, they only talk about physical abuse when they talk about this. Now, let's go ahead and flip that over to the men's side. There are far more men being psychologically and emotionally abused in marriages than there are women who are being physically abused. We know this. We see this. The term hen-pecked husband is a perfect example. And the phrase happy wife, happy life is another perfect example of how men are mentally and psychologically abused within their marriage to the point that they become broken men. But yet, that's par for the course. That is completely normalized. Yeah. But, like I said, there's always going to be a particular group of men who are going to be that guy. But we know the vast majority of men are the complete opposite. Anyway, today, more than two-thirds of all heterosexual divorces in the United States are initiated by women. See, right out the gate, they just let you know it's all about power and control for modern women. They know they have the state backing them up. So yeah, this is why you see so many hen-pecked husbands. This is why you see so many women who will, in public, emasculate their husband in full view of the public. Why? Because she knows she's not going to suffer any consequences, and that man knows if he tries to stand his ground, guess what? The guns of the state will come into play. Republicans across the country are now reconsidering no-fault divorce. Yeah, as they should. There isn't a huge mystery behind the campaign, like the crusades against early termination and contraception. Making it more difficult to leave an unhappy marriage is about control. Yes, gentlemen, here is where the projection is really going to come into play. Crowder's home state could be the first to eliminate it. If the Texas GOP gets its way, last year, the Republican Party added language to its platform calling for an end to no-fault divorce. Okay, how about this? How about we keep no-fault divorce, but we eliminate the cash and prizes that comes along with it? Yeah, yeah. And the party that wants out should actually pay for their freedom. Yeah, which means if a man initiates a divorce, he has to pay for it. But if the woman wants to initiate a divorce, she's got to pay for it. I bet that would cut down on a lot of divorces. But like I said, or should I say, like this woman who wrote this article said, it's all about control. Quote unquote, we urge the legislature to rescind unilateral no-fault divorce laws to support covenant marriage and to pass legislation extending the period of time in which a divorce may occur to 6 months after the date of filing for divorce. Now, as we all know, as the documentary Divorce Court know, or should I say, it shows you, the lawyers and the judge will do everything in their power to extend the fight. Why? Because guess what? They want their kids to benefit from that divorce. Best interest of the child? Yeah, that's utter and total BS. Or should I say, it's actually a loaded statement. It's the best interest of the child, all right? The judge's and the lawyer's children, not the plaintiff and the defendant in divorce court, not their children. No. The Texas GOP retains an iron grip on both chambers of the state legislature, and Republicans hold every single elected office statewide, from governor and lieutenant governor to the railroad commissioner and judges. Should they decide to prioritize ending no-fault divorce this legislative season, they will likely have the votes they need to turn their platform into law, which, in my humble opinion, hey, they should. It's about high time no-fault divorce was either ended or it should be properly amended. Let me go ahead and skip down a little bit. Crowder first complained about no-fault divorce in a segment last April when his divorce proceedings were already underway. Quote unquote, there need to be changes to marital laws. And I'm not even talking about same-sex marriage. I'm talking about divorce laws. I'm talking about alimony laws, aka extortion. I'm also talking about child support laws, aka monthly ransom payments. Now, that's about all I'm going to read from the article. Now, let's get to the silver lining. No-fault divorce. In my humble opinion, like I said, it should be either taken off the table or it should be amended. However, the silver lining, the overwhelming majority of young men are not even trying to date. Talk about shooting themselves in the foot. So many young men have seen male family members get absolutely destroyed via divorce. So many men have seen this. They've seen their father. They've seen uncles. They've seen their male cousins. Divorce has struck every man in this country by some means. 6 degrees of separation. Every man knows a man that has gone through a divorce and the utter and total devastation that it brought to that man. Some men have been rendered homeless. Terrence Pop talks about his divorce. Unfortunately, some men self-terminated. Robin Williams. There have been thousands, if not tens of thousands of men who took that route, who ended up in jail because they could not pay the monthly extortion and ransom bills. Divorce is the one thing that can turn a normal, everyday, law-abiding man into a criminal. I find it extremely rich that so many women want to compare marriage to slavery, when we men know marriage for men is a hostage situation. Now, of course, I was the first one to say that, but it is. You want to talk about true slavery? Married men are truly slaves to their wives because they know the gun of the state that the wife has in her possession. They know the sword of Damocles is hanging over their head at all time, which is why you have so many henpecked husbands, so many husbands who say, oh, you know, happy wife, happy life, because they know all their wife has to say is those three simple words. I'm not happy. And the price that they're going to have to pay is a price that far too many men have been scared into not paying, which is why, once again, you have so much mental and psychological abuse that goes on that happens to husbands. I'm going to reiterate this. There is more psychological abuse aimed at men in marriages than there is physical abuse that women endure. But yet, check out the comment section to this article. My God, I'm telling you, it is utterly and totally hilarious. So many normie men. Well, yeah, you know, I think we should have no fourth divorce. Da, 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 da. It's always a yeah, we should have it until it happens to them. But what more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I say? Far too many men are living quiet lives of desperation and mental and psychological abuse behind closed doors. But yet, they know they have to maintain that perfect facade for the public because they know. As soon as they displease their wife, yeah, she can break that gun of the state out of that I'm not happy case. And far too many men are living lives under that particular set of rules, which, like I said, equates to a hostage situation for them. But far too many women are going to continue to push this stupid-ass narrative that, oh, marriage is slavery. Cooking and cleaning for a man, that is slavery. However, they don't talk about the financial slavery that men have to endure to keep their wives. Now, of course, they talk about, in this article, how the only way that a man can keep a woman is to trap her in a marriage. No, 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 no. That's the other way around. The only way that modern women can keep a man in a marriage is to trap him using the court system. And far too many men find out about this far too late. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think about no-fault divorce. Like I said, in my humble opinion, it should be either A, be taken off the books, or B, it should be amended to where it's actually fair for both parties, and we'll go ahead and proceed from there. And to you married women out there, you need to understand this, and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in that marriage, believe you me, it is going out. Feminism and all the laws you have in your favor to where you actually have a stranglehold on your husband will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, there's going to be more husbands who finally get pushed to the brink. And once they finally decide you've crossed over a line, they're going to put that mask on. Hey, it is what it is. But before I go, let me go ahead and close out with this one. If you think the marital rate is in the sewers right now, wait till the boomers, old Gen Xers like me, and the old millennials die out. You're going to see the marital rate fall to the bottom of the South damn pole. Because like I said, more and more young men are not even dating. And those men still are the gatekeepers to marriage. And guess what? Those gates have been closed and padlocked. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.